SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Mike Carver and, of course, the encyclopedia of college football this week, college basketball. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. This is it, baby. Final stretch run. Let's put out the brackets. Let's put out the dark horses, the crypto plays. Handing them out like chiclets, baby. Chiclets.
Handing them out like chiclets.
Dogs are going to be barking. The dogs are going to be barking.
They certainly are. I think Ohio State might survive here, Joe. They ended up surging it. They're 84-81 over Cornell now.
All right, at least they get the cover.
Well, we'll see. There's 20 seconds left. We'll see how it goes. They might not. And
not
we
get the cover.
I don't know. What was it? What was that number close? Yeah, it was 10.5. So they should get it, unless they go to overtime. Colorado State and Virginia are going to tip probably in about 10, 15 minutes. Somewhere right around there, as we're locking in, Joe, Colorado State.
Colorado. And the over.
You want to do the... we welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard. Mike Carver, of course, the one, the only. Go for the two! Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Carver, baby. I am ready.
You're ready for Thursday. I know that these games on these first four games are like kind of like an appetizer, but you're really ready for Thursday and Friday.
I like that. I like the first round. I like those noon games. You're sitting down, you're having a burger, a little protein shake. You're watching, you know, Creighton and Akron going toe-to-toe at 1:30. Keep an eye out for them Zips, baby.
Keep out for the Zips. Are the Zips Thursday or Friday? When are the Zips?
Thursday at 1:30. I already got it. 1:40.
Ooh, afternoon game. So when I'm on with Pharrell from the studio. So
that'll be part of our. I'll be texting you. I have a little bit of a hiatus, Carver. Lisi off air. Thursday, Friday, back on the
must be
weekend.
Nice. First 2 days of the tournament. That's nice. Off both of those days.
Lisi riding high.
Must be nice.
What do you mean must be nice? 7 days a week, August through February. 7 days on the network.
Well, this is
grinding. I have a month off. All right. We're not a month off. I'm working 5 days a week now.
That's okay.
It's okay. Thanks for being my coach. You're my life coach now, too.
I want to get into... I feel like we didn't get into a lot of Friday's games yesterday, Joe, just because we ran out of some time, etc. But I do want to get into a lot of those. We have those first four games for Wednesday night that we have to discuss as well. Man, Texas Tech went down to 4.5, huh?
You don't like that, huh?
Wasn't that 6.5 the other day?
No,
wasn't it 6.5 or 5.5?
It's opened at 4. No.
Flat, oh, it's been at 4. One house had 5.5 at least. One house
maybe, but the line that's moved from 6.5 to 5.5 has been Gonzaga. Everybody hot on this McNeese State.
The them. Everybody loves this McNeese State, as I gave you the numbers yesterday. Mark Few doesn't lose to these teams in the first weekend.
I tell you, boat race city. Boat race. Crypto. Early crypto.
Iowa State, Joe. Thursday night, too. Iowa State. Can I not cover that 16.5? The Jackrabbits, South Dakota State, +16.5. So Wagner will play, I believe it's North Carolina, correct, Joe?
North UNC. What do you think the line is? 15.5?
I actually have it here, so why don't you try to guess?
25 and a hook.
It's 25 and a hook. Which is that now the biggest, or was UConn 26?
UConn, I think, was 26.5. Houston, 24.5.
Yeah, UConn's 26. So North Carolina will be 25.5 against Wagner. Good for those kids, Joe. I like, you know, Staten Island kids from Wagner.
Statagene in the house. We eat iron and crap steel in Statagene.
Hey, look, the NEC, they've made waves in this tournament, obviously. Fairleigh Dickinson last year.
I have a Friday crypto. Friday crypto.
We need to get the cryptos out now, because we're not together, obviously, Thursday and Friday with a tournament. Today and tomorrow is when we have to really lock everything in,
Joe. So you want the cryptos next segment, or let's jump into the next segment?
Okay, so we have three. Yeah, we have 2 minutes. So when we come back, I want you to start getting into some of the cryptos. I'm going to start to get into some of my cryptos with you. I think tomorrow is when we'll do our final kind of picks, final four, et cetera. Although I think we kind of know. I mean, we can what the Final Four is, for me at least. Although I don't know if I've made the official prediction yet.
What
at
do
least
you mean?
Here. Who I picked for the Final Four.
Oh, I gave mine out on Coast to Coast, though.
Yeah, I kind of got a feeling where you were going.
If but I have. Tells me you didn't like my picks.
I have UConn. Florida. Creighton. Grand Canyon.
Okay. All right.
Grand
hero.
Canyon, baby.
Okay.
Everybody,
hero.
you go take your ones, whatever. I'm going to, once in a while, Joe, you got to roll the dice. You got to get a little spicy. We get spicy with Grand Canyon in the West, the 12 seed.
I like it.
I think that region, I just feel that region has got so much potential for nonsense. I don't trust North Carolina. I don't trust Arizona. I don't trust Baylor. I don't trust any of these teams, Joe. Alabama. I don't trust any of them. I think double digits are live everywhere, except Wagner. I don't think Wagner will beat North Carolina. But I think everyone else better bring their game on Thursday or Friday, or else they can go home. Because the Grand Canyons and the Charlestons and the Colgates, they can win games. And I think New Mexico's favored over Clemson. Favored. It's time, Joe.
Yeah.
Time to rock, baby.
I'll tell you that right now. I got five cryptos.
Get them lined up when we come back. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I think that's a new ad for Matias there. I don't think we've had it. Have we had a... We didn't start the fire before? Is that a new ad, Matias? I think
sure
that's a new ad to the playlist.
Sure is.
Yeah.
This kid's working overtime for the show.
Freshening up the playlist. He's getting the playlist freshened up. He sent me some clips earlier of a Limp Bizkit concert. People still going to Limp Bizkit concerts in 2024.
He's not sending me anything. I must be on the pay no mind list with him.
Wow. Nice. He hasn't sent any UFC winners, has he?
Yeah, I only send Joe picks. bad picks. Bad picks.
Bad UFC picks. That's all Matias been sending to Joe. Bad UFC picks.
TKOs. TKOs.
Oh, boy. All right, so Joe's got I think he said six crypto plays lined
five.
Up, and five. I apologize, and I just feel like, Joe, these are things that they have to get out early in the week. I mean, we need time. People, I mean, numbers are going to move off of this information.
To digest them.
The numbers are going to move off of this info because people are just the rush of people to the window after they get these. Is going to just be astronomical. So you give me your five cryptos, and I'll give you – I don't like calling anything a crypto, but I'll give you four or five that are definitely high on my list that are absolutely either in already or going to be in.
Okay, so three are on Thursday, two are on Friday. I got three favorites, and I have two dogs. Two dogs. You ready?
Yes.
Coming right out with pick number one, Creighton, laying the 12.5 against the Zips. We know that I don't love the Zips in football, but in basketball, catching 12.5, baby. Give me Akron. Let me tell you. And we talked about Creighton. You live and die by the three. I think they're gutless. Here's what I think. I think there's a good chance Akron could win this matchup outright, but I'm willing to take the 12.5 at -102 with the MAC team going over, and everybody's high on this Creighton team. They live and die with the three. They have a chance to shoot 2-19 as good as they do, 17-22. And because of that, I'm going to take the points in the matchup. Also like the over, but that's crypto number one at 1:30 on Thursday, Carver. I talked to you about Illinois. I picked them for the Final Four in the bracket at 8-1, minus the 11.5 against Morehead State. I think they absolutely smashed them. And I mean smash them to oblivion. We talked about potentially Kentucky winning a game by 50. Illinois could beat Morehead State by 40+. Love Illinois. It's a 3-10 tip. And then the night one. Everybody on this McNeese State. Great. Sold. Gonzaga minus the 5.5. Down a point. Don't be shocked if Mark Few and the Zags win this ball game. 15+. I'm laying the 5.5. Crypto number three.
All right, let's do Thursday first. Let's stay on Thursday before you skip to everything else. I want to comment a little bit before you.
Yeah, you can comment.
Before you move on. Now, first of all, so you're taking Akron plus the 12.5. I gave you that number on the coach, John Grosch, who's 7-1 ATS in the NCAA tournament.
I like the money line, too. I like the money line.
Wow. I mean, you're really going deep here with them. So you're going way in on Akron. Your second one was Illinois. I got to tell you, of all these teams, you know that I love doing my homework on these double-digit mid-majors and trying to find the ones. I have no interest in Morehead State, Joe. I really have no interest in them whatsoever. I think you're probably going a little too far with the whole going to absolutely smash them by 40. That's probably not where I would be with that, but I think 11.5 is definitely attainable. For them, that's for sure. And your other one was Gonzaga. And I've given you, I think, as many numbers as I possibly can on Mark Few and the amount of times he's now gone to 8 Sweet 16s in a row. He's looking for his 9th this year. He does not lose to teams like McNeese State in the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. He just does not do that. So I don't mind that, Joe. -1, -5.5 with the Zags on Thursday night.
Okay. Friday. This is a principal play.
A principal play.
I originally liked the dog.
You switched.
Hard on the sleeve, okay? Because I'm pulling for this basketball team. I'm pulling for this football team this year, okay? And I was on them last year. Love their head coach. I like Hoiberg. Don't love him. But I don't care that Texas A&M knocked around Kentucky in the SEC. I don't care. I also watched Arkansas beat this A&M team, okay? Nebraska, away from home, not good. I get it. But all they got to do is win the game. And that gutless AD, that went from Lincoln to now College Station and is doing the Gig'em dance, and he's all, you know, selling out, and he's all, oh, I would like to thank Dr. Tom Osborne for believing in a small kid from Des Moines, Iowa, or wherever Trevor Alberts came from. Gutless, okay? As far as I'm concerned, Trevor Alberts is the Fredo of college football, okay? Because he didn't need the money. He sold out on his alma mater, and he sold out on my guy, Matt Rhule. And you know what? I hope they get crushed in the NCAA tournament. Cornhuskers lay in the 1.5. I hope they smash the Aggies, because the Aggies are gutless in basketball, and they're gutless in football. They never won anything with Jackie Sherrill, R.C. Slocum, Kevin Sumlin, Jimbo Fisher, and Dennis Franchione. Nebraska crushes the Aggies. I'm done with them. Wow. Sellout. Fredo. And then, I've been hearing way too much, not you, but this New Mexico team. I can't take it. And Clemson has cost me some money, especially in hoops. But they can run fast and loose. I see them on a neutral court just absolutely extend. You want to give me 2.5 with Clemson? Outright. Under the radar, more athletic, and way too many people are talking about this New Mexico team. Tigers outright. Crypto number 5.
You know, I will say, look, it's almost like a system play, Joe, with New Mexico. It's kind of like what we did in the regular season with the unranked team being favored over the ranked team, right? Like, it's almost the same principles of that when you have the higher seed being favored over the lower seeded team, like you have here with New Mexico against Clemson. I just think Clemson sucks, Joe. Like, I just think that they suck. They win no big games. They just don't. And they every year in this tournament they do absolutely nothing every year. New Mexico's gotten a little hot. Kid House playing unbelievable. Patino's kid coaching them. I think they got a little gas here. But the one thing that worries me is what you said. The entire world is on New Mexico. The entire world. It's just I haven't heard. You're the first person, Joe, and you're very good at this, and you do this a lot. You love doing this. You're the first person I've heard all week pick Clemson in this game. The first person. Nobody's on Clemson, and that you love that spot. You love being on that side that nobody is on. So I always respect that about you. But I can, in good conscience, bet Clemson. They suck.
What about Hoiberg?
I'm with you on Hoiberg. I'm on Nebraska. I am on Nebraska in that game. I think that they're better than Texas A&M. And you know me. I do not like the Big Ten in this tournament. I never like the Big Ten in this tournament. But I don't really put Nebraska and Northwestern in that, because they're never in the tournament, Joe. They're a little different. They're not those other teams that never get it done. We'll finish as we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, so here's what you gave on the Thursday. Quick recap, then I'll tell you what I'm looking at here. In terms of that crypto level that you're talking about. Illinois minus the 11.5 against Morehead State. Akron plus the 12.5 against Creighton. And Gonzaga on Thursday night minus the 5.5 against McNeese. Your Friday ones are Clemson Nebraska plus the 2.5, Nebraska minus 1.5, and where was that third one, Joe?
No, that's it. That's all I got.
Oh, 5. That's right. Yeah, 3-2. Right. Let's finish this quickly. You know, I always destroy the Big Ten in the tournament, as it should be. They haven't had a champion in over 20 years in this thing, and they never get it done. Their best teams never perform. You know, you had a couple years there where Michigan at least made the final, but they couldn't close the door. Purdue loses every year. I know everybody loves this Izzo and all that stuff. Yes, he wins a couple games, but never finishes the job. Now, I don't put Nebraska and Northwestern, Joe, in that same breath because they never make the tournament. You know, Northwestern's in the tournament for back-to-back years for the first time ever. Nebraska hasn't been in the tournament in forever. Not a traditional, quote-unquote, Big Ten team, right, Joe? They've only been in the league for X amount of years. I love Nebraska in this game. Love them. I think Hoiberg's a great coach. Now, Buzz is good for Texas A&M as well. But you're right. I think it's a lot of and look, they played in the better league, too, Texas A&M. I think the SEC was better than the Big Ten this year. But I think that they have a little something special, that Nebraska team. And that's why I'm going to go with them, Joe, in that
good
game
for
against
you.
Texas
I like
A&M.
So I like it.
Those are the only two Big Ten teams, I think, that I'm playing in the entire first round.
That's all right.
Two.
You like Izzo, you said?
No, I don't. I'm on Mississippi State in that game.
Yeah, I figured that.
So that's I'm not backing Izzo. This is the worst team he's ever brought to the tournament. Is this team right here?
No, I agree.
Now I say that, and I'm sure that he'll
go to the Sweet
16. I'm sure that he'll go to the Sweet 16 and beat North Carolina. But that's the that's where I'm at. These are the ones that I'm on, Joe. At least the ones that are right there for me that I'm actually going to be. BYU minus the 9.5. I think that they are going to smoke Duquesne in that game. I mean, absolutely destroy them. I do think, Joe, a lot of these teams that made these kind of unexpected runs to their conference championship games, I think a couple of them are going to come out real flat. A couple of them being NC State and Duquesne I'm kind of back and forth on Oregon. I think Oregon's going to beat South Carolina, so I can't really put them in there. But I like BYU minus the 9.5. I really like, Joe, on Thursday, the over in the Kentucky-Oakland game. These are two of the best teams in the country to the over. I think it's got, I think I said this maybe even last night, I feel like it's got like a 105-85.
Yes,
type of feel to it. Maybe a beatdown. Who knows? I mean, listen, Oakland could score, but their style, Joe, is exactly what Kentucky wants. You know, and I think that that's going to make it very difficult.
Fast and loose,
and that's going to make it very difficult for them here in this game. I'm with you on Gonzaga. I told you the Jackrabbits plus 16.5 against Iowa State. That's a game that I have circled. Drake late night against Washington State is a game that I have circled. Minus the 1.5 on Friday. Friday, let me give you a couple for Friday here. Obviously, Grand Canyon is my biggest one. Plus the 5.5 against St. Mary's outright, et cetera, et cetera. I feel like James Madison's getting a little too trendy for me, Joe. Everybody's
like James
on
Madison,
James Madison.
But I'm sorry, everybody loves them now, I know.
Man, the Skunks moved to 4.5 now, Joe, against Utah State. That was 3.5. It's gone to 4.5 now. I think they're going to take care of business.
I like
the late night game.
The Skunks.
Like the Skunk too.
Let me tell you, he gets a matchup with Purdue, but we got to take him. That Painter's got no shot.
We are 1,000% taking TCU in that game. 1,000%, Joe. You know that.
That's a game where Painter, all of a sudden, he's tight. He's tight.
I kind of like UAB plus 7.5 against San Diego State.
I do too, but I looked at the chart. Everybody's on UAB. If that's
Oh wow, look at that.
That's a Fugazi chart, right?
Yeah, that's a little. Look, we say that always in the NFL, Joe, and it's going to apply to this too.
I know, but everybody. So. How many people even know where UAB is? Come on. I just find that so hard to believe because San Diego State played in the championship game last year. So
right.
Joe, average Joe, you know, Joe Schmo sitting on his guy, I'll take the Aztecs.
And we
I'll
have
take
to take
the
this.
Aztecs.
Do we have to take this over in this Charleston, Alabama game, right?
No, come on. Don't suck me in. I got to take the under. I have to.
You've been chasing these unders in the Alabama games. It's just not getting there, Joe.
90% of the money is on the over, you said. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't. I can't do it. Don't do it. Keep your eye on the sparrow. Dun, 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 dun. Sold. I'm selling it. I'm off the ship. If I go down, I go down in flames.
I'm taking the over.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Let's say Alabama gets 100.
Right.
Think Charleston's getting you 73.
Yes.
No, I don't think
so. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, what are you saying?
They can score, Joe. They can score.
All right, Jay Billis. All right, Jay Billis.
All right, fine. I mean, you could go ahead and do that.
Gus Johnson?
You can act like I, you know, haven't looked into or watched any of the teams. I guess you could say that.
I'm just saying, Alabama plays a little D. Just a little.
No, they don't. See, that's the problem, Joe. They don't play any D.
But that's against, like, Florida and, like, Kentucky.
Oh, so because they're playing Charleston, a team that they're more athletic than and they're better than, you think the kids are going to all of a sudden come out and D up? They don't D up against the teams in their conference who have a ton of talent. They're going to D up against this team, though, which they probably think they're going to just blow away and outscore. You think they're going to D up against them? No, Joe. No. Charleston's good for 80 plus in this game.
Okay. All right.
So, they're going to get there. Okay. And didn't you tell me that you're thinking about Longwood?
I'm starting to really like Longwood.
Man, Coach been talking up Houston.
Well, Coach has his picks and I got mine.
Coach been talking him up.
Be talking him up all he wants. Here's what I think. I think there's the potential they punch themselves out. All right? It takes a lot. It takes a lot, as you know, to cover 26 or 25 in a tournament game. And, you know, this is a number one seed, and you're going to get that team's best shot. I'm not saying they're winning, but you're telling me they can't keep it within 25? Nah, no way. And Samson has done a fantastic job this year in the Big 12.
But I'm more inclined to take points in these games now. We've seen it now the last few years. Do you still get the 100 to 62 game? Yeah, you still get it. But I think it's shifted now more, Joe. And obviously I'm not as extreme as like Fairleigh Dickinson beating Purdue. But we've had more of these 15 and 16 seeds covering numbers the last few years.
I mean, it's 25 points, Carver.
Especially 25. These ones that are 20-plus points.
I mean...
Out of all the 20-plus point ones you've got here, which is obviously, you know, Houston, UConn, and now North Carolina with Wagner, you think Longwood the best chance to cover the number?
Yeah, I do, because I just feel like Houston... Look, it's different.
Longwood is like one of the best rated 16 seeds in a long time, they're saying, all these analytical people.
Here's the thing, too, Carver. When you play in the Big 12, right, it's different than the AAC. They were the kings of the AAC 2 years ago, right? And when they got to the tournament, they wanted to show out, right? They wore that emotion during the regular season to challenge the Baylors and to challenge the Texas Techs and the Texas and the TCUs and show, hey, we deserve to be in this conference. Now the tournament starts. It's like you gotta go a higher level. Maybe they just I just think you expend. It's almost like Atlanta. I talked about it. You know, in baseball, you expend so much in the regular season that when the playoffs come, you don't have that extra juice. And we're not talking about them losing against Longwood, but 25? I'm taking them.
Taking them. Joe's in.
Buy him.
I said it.
Buy him. Buy him at 24. 23 bid. I'll take him at 23. I'll take him up to 22.
Joe loves that. I said it. Jeez, what a slow start here.
Oh, ride him, baby. Ride him. Ride that pony.
What a start. We got going on in this one. Jeez. All right, Joe, we'll come back. I want to give you those two first four games for Wednesday night, and then I'll see what NBA I have for you Wednesday, too. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you. All right, Joe. We have two games on Wednesday night. Obviously, first four action here. The first one is the 16s again, where Grambling will play Montana State. Grambling, of course, won the Southwestern tournament. They were the best team all year, too, Joe. They were 14-4 in conference this year. So they were pretty good. And then Montana State won the Big Sky tournament. And they won the Big Sky, Joe, as I believe they were the 5 or 6 seed. And they were under 500 before the tournament. They were 9-9 in the regular season of their conference. And they beat Montana in that championship game. Right now, -3.5 for Montana State. 134.5 is the total. I'm on Grambling, Joe. +3.5.
Give me Grambling +3.5 as well. Sold. Easy.
I'm not gonna lie, I got no feel for the total. No feel for the total.
I lean to the under.
I had a better one with that Wagner game, and I didn't get involved with it, but I don't want really anything to do with the total. I'm just going to take the team that really, Joe, had maybe not as good a conference, but had the better year and dominated their conference. So I think it's Grambling for me.
I'm with you.
All right. Okay. No arguments from Joe, which is always good. So nothing from him there. And then, of course, the second game is the one of high significance, which will have Colorado against Boise State. So you had Colorado State, Virginia on Tuesday night. Now you got Colorado against Boise here in this one. Another Mountain West team in a first four game. Colorado, Joe, is favored here, -2.5. 140.5 is the total. So this is the biggest total we've seen in these first four games so far. Everyone loves this Boise team, the metrics on this Boise team, Joe.
Do they? Though I like Boise.
People actually feel that they shouldn't be playing in this game. People feel they should be a 7 or 8 seed.
I think this is a shot to actually...
Let me see. Who did they beat anybody outside of conference? Who did they play out of conference? They beat
did
San
they beat
Francisco.
San Diego State? Did they beat San Diego State this year?
Hold on. That's in conference. I'm looking at out of conference.
I know.
They lost by almost 20 to Clemson. They lost to Virginia Tech. They lost to Butler. I mean, they did beat St. Mary's by 3. They lost to Washington State. San Diego State, Joe, they beat them the first time. And the second time, they beat them. They beat San Diego State both times they played them. But here's my problem, Joe. When they played teams outside the Mountain West in terms of Power 5 schools, this was a problem. I mean, they lost to Clemson, lost to Vatek, lost to Butler. What was the other one I gave you they lost to? Washington State, which is in the same conference as Colorado. That's a lot for me.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Colorado, Joe.
I said I'm back in the... Now, I potentially might go the other way. San Diego State was the team I was on in terms of the Mountain West. I'm starting to bounce the other teams week one or the early round games. So I'm taking Boise State plus the points.
Wow, look at you. You're a big Mountain West guy now all of a sudden,
I'm a big Mountain West guy. I love Air Force. You know that. You know how I am in football. Triple option, baby. You know, that Mountain West Conference, I think if I was a student, D1 student, athlete now, I think I would, Colorado Springs,
Right?
No. I'll tell you what else I like in this game, Joe.
Good.
I like the over.
Mm.
These Boise games have cleared this number.
I know, Carver, but it's just... 140 and a half is asking for a lot. I mean, Boise...
I'm on the over.
I'm on Boise.
Over in Colorado. We're on opposite sides with this one.
All right. It wouldn't be the first time.
It definitely wouldn't be the first time. It would not be the first time. There's no doubt about that. Can I interest you in also... Let's see if I can. Can I interest you in some NIT games on Wednesday night?
That's going to be tough. I mean...
Bradley minus 4.5 against Loyola Chicago.
Come on.
Indiana State minus 6.5 against SMU.
The kid Avila? Avila?
Yeah, Kareem Abdul, whatever they call him. Kareem Abdul Jabbar.
Avila.
Wake Forest minus 7.5 against App State.
I like App State. That Wake Forest team has been laying all these lines. 8.5 to Notre Dame, 6.5 to G-Tech. That's all they do is lay wood. I'm taking App State outright. I think they're frauds, Wake Forest. 20-13 overall. Sold!
VCU is getting 6.5 at Villanova.
That VCU team, I can't figure that. I can never figure them out.
Yeah, I don't really like that game at all. And Cincinnati's laying 5.5 against the Dons of San Francisco.
I like the Dons. The Dons are my team.
Oh, they're your team.
Yeah, we backed them against, who'd they play, St. Mary's that one night? They won me a parlay.
They're your team now, the Dons.
My team.
I didn't know that. I apologize. I did not know that. I didn't know they were your team.
Why? You don't like it? Why? They're your team now?
I'm just messing with you. All right. All right, so there you go. I give you NIT for Wednesday night as well.
What game? Answer me this: what game on Thursday or Friday are you like? What game are you most intrigued in?
What game am I most intrigued in on Thursday and Friday?
Like storyline, or like you want to see them lose? I'll tell you which game I like.
Go ahead.
The one that I want to see play out a little bit is the Texas Tech NC State game.
It's an interesting game.
Yeah, because they're a little hot, right? They're a little hot. The other one, too, is this Wisconsin-James Madison, because I don't think Wisconsin's very good at all. And if James Madison somehow knocks them off, could they make a little bit of a run?
I think they look. The one thing that worries me here, and it's usually the one thing that worries you, is I don't think I have heard anyone pick Wisconsin this week.
That's a scary, scary.
And
thought.
And that is always something that me and you try to keep in mind when we talk about this stuff.
Mindfulness. This, everybody's big on this mindfulness now.
Everybody.
Be mindful. Mindfulness.
Being very mindful.
Be mindful.
Indeed they are. They're being mindful.
Tread lightly. Toe in the water. It's cold.
So that's the thing for me that would worry me. For me on Thursday, I would have to start with... I agree with you with the Texas Tech game. And I'm very interested now that we know that Kansas isn't going to have colors. I'm interested how they perform here. Like now they know he's out. Like there's no like we're going to get our guys back. I mean, I don't know.
Line didn't move though.
Well, we were 8.5 to 7.5.
And I thought it was 7.5 all week.
No, there was eight. There was an 8.5 early on. But a small movement, Joe. Either way, I'm interested to see that because a lot of people are picking Stanford. So that one has some interest to me. And you know who else in terms of a storyline? Arizona has had a lot of problems in this tournament the last years, and they lost to Princeton last year. They're playing a team that's also got like a little bit of giddy up with, you know, they fired the coach and they let him coach the tournament and he wins it. This Dan Monson, and they could score, Joe. I mean, they average like 80 points a game, Long Beach State. Now, that's kind of like what I said with Kentucky and Oakland. I think that's probably going to hurt them in the long run because Arizona is going to be like, all right, you want to run up and down? Sure, let's go.
All right, guy. Here we go.
I kind of like Long Beach State. It was 20.5 yesterday. It's 19.5 now. I got to see Arizona come out and play serious. They lost to the three worst teams in their conference this year.
They're terrible. They really are terrible.
I think there's a lot on their plate here. There's a lot on Lloyd's plate to make a deep run. You know, they got to get to, I think, Joe, you know, the last eight, you know, Final Four. They got to make some moves this year. Especially in a bracket that I think is attainable. Like, I think that bracket's going to be a mess and there could be a lot of upsets. If they're the team that can avoid those, they can get themselves to Arizona. And listen, they get to the Final Four, Joe. That's a home game from them.
Yeah.
So that's something else that they got to kind of have their little eyes on the prize.
I don't think they get there. They're like...
I don't think they get there either.
They are exactly like Tennessee.
Not consistent
and
enough.
And they don't play... They are not physical. Like, that is... Like, yeah, they're physical against teams that are 500 or worse. Against teams that are good, that don't fear them, they get pushed around.
Right.
They can't get a tough bucket if you paid them.
Yeah. It's true.
Same thing with Tennessee. Chips are in the middle of the table. You want Rick Barnes?
No, never.
You want Painter?
No, I don't want any of that.
I'd much rather take a Sparty with the you know, 2 and 3 star guys and Izzo. And I'm not saying they're going anywhere, but I'd rather have them knowing that at least we got a shot. I'd rather have the skunk.
Are you with me with Drake on Thursday night?
Yeah, you could pull me into the Drake. Let's see how that Akron game goes. I really like
Akron. Let's see how the Akron game goes.
Plus the 640 is so appealing to me. Mm. I am not sold on this Creighton team. I know people love Creighton because they could bury the three ball. But I'll tell you what, you back Creighton, you got that week off hiatus from the 32 to the 16. Good luck.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe, quickly. We do have a lot of games in the NBA on Wednesday, actually. Indiana's in Detroit. They're 9.5-point road favorites. Cleveland's 2.5-point favorite at home against Miami. The Bucks are getting 8.5 in Boston against the Celtics. So, potential preview down the road in the playoffs between those two. Sacramento's in Toronto against the Kings. They're 9.5-point road favorites. Oklahoma City's Darko Rajakovic.
Darko.
The Thunder's laying 2 touchdowns against the Jazz.
Two tutties.
14. Warriors are 10-point favorite at home against the Grizzlies. The Sixers are getting 9 in Phoenix. Big numbers here on Wednesday night, Joe. And the Clippers, 11.5 on the road. So think about this. You have these road ones are the ones that are big. 9.5 for Sacramento. 11.5 for the Clippers. Road favorites. And then you have other big spreads here with the 14 with the Thunder, the 9 with Phoenix, 10 with Golden State. There's a bunch of big spreads. Indiana was the other one, road 9-point favorite, Joe.
I like the 76ers plus the 9 over the gutless Suns.
Gutless Suns, he says. Whoa. That's right in at him. Going right at him, Joe is.
Gutless Suns, and I'm willing to lay it with Golden State against the Grizzlies. I think they crushed them.
Wow, how about that? All right, Joe, great job as always. We'll see you tomorrow. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow on the grid.